الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected students in deen, mothers and sisters, this ayat of the Quran Sharif is often recited at the beginning of the program because this one ayat is the key aspect for all these programs. It is about a reminder. The reminder we need ourselves, and we need to remind others also. I need the reminder, and all of us need the reminders. So the point is that we should be reminding one another, reminding ourselves, and be enthusiastic about this reminder. Enthusiastic about reminding. For example, this particular program, so it happens, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah Ta'ala every week. Well, when madrasa is on, unless there's some aspect in between that due to which it may not happen, but otherwise generally when madrasa is in session, it happens. Now, when something happens regularly in that manner every week, then it can very easily just become a routine. And likewise, many other aspects which are done in a specific time slot. So every week or every so often, every other day, for example, twice a week or thrice a week, depending on whatever is taking place. And it's happening now in a fixed pattern in terms of a time slot. So after a while, sometimes it becomes like a routine. And I need to fulfill the routine. If I am not present, then it might mean that somebody might ask, it becomes some issue. So now I need to continue with the routine. So deen is not about just fulfilling a routine. Deen, there's a life in it, there's a spirit in it. So just as, for example, salah must not be just done as a routine. Or tilawat of the Quran Sharif, mashallah, if every day is happening, not just as a routine. And likewise, other things, not just as a routine. In terms of day-to-day things in daily life, for example, a person eats daily. Now, sometimes this person may eat in a rush also, just to get done with eating. But despite the fact that we eat every day and three times a day, but you look forward to now the next meal, and if that meal isn't up to your standard or what you expected, what you hoped for, then you might have even some complaint about it. You might have some comment that this food was not what I expected. I was expecting something else and now this a very simple meal came. So we have an issue with that when things don't go to the way that we were hoping for it, expecting it. Because we are looking forward to something in that particular level, style. So when it comes to our food, when it comes to other things, then we have this aspect that though it's happening every day, multiple times a day, but there is still a zeal, there's some enthusiasm for getting this done, for having it. So when it comes to our deen, then too, we should have this passion, this zeal for it. For example, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept somebody is reciting Quran Sharif daily, there's a certain time, for example, in the day, and indeed we must have a timetable. We must have a timetable. If we actually write it down, it will be even better, much, much better. And if it is not written down, but there is a mental note of it, this is the time for my tilawat, this is the time for my dhikr and tasbihat, and whatever other amal, so all the better that it is written down, but otherwise there is a pattern that we have set in the mind too, it's fine. And there should be a pattern for it. There should be fixed time slots, because there isn't any fixed time slot for it. Generally, some kind of system, then it's very, very likely it'll get missed out. It'll always be, well, just now, a little later, or afterwards, or before Isha, then it'll be after Isha, okay, before sleeping, and then it's missed, khalas, gone. So if there is some system, then it's more likely to happen, because now I need to fulfill the system that I have created for myself, the program that I have made, I need to now stick to it, istiqamat. So that's on the one side, something required, but now when something is happening every day in a given time, or something every week in a specified time slot, then sometimes these things tend to become just a routine. And then it gets done sometimes just to tick the box, done. I was present, or I did that. But by just doing it as a routine and just ticking the box, we lose out on a lot. It's not that it'll be without any benefit, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the benefit of that too. But we lose out on a lot because it just became a routine. In other words, the niyat in fulfilling that action was just a very simple routine kind of thing. Well, today is this program. Well, now is the time for tilawat. But had we made a niyat, and if we built up that zeal for that amal, for example, it's the certain program today, so the niyat is that I need to be part of this so that I can learn something, I will be inspired by something, and it will drive me forward to improve on my deen, it'll drive me forward to correct my akhlaq, whatever other aspects. If I sit with the genuine talab, with the true desire to learn, the genuine thirst to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, then this will really become a very great benefit for me. So I need to make that niyat. Now, that niyat is formulated very, very formally in the heart and mind, and now a person undertakes that amal. Now the person is part of that program. Person is listening to that talk, reading that kitab, listening to that recording of the talk. But now with this intention, with this niyat. So when that is the niyat, number one, you will listen differently. There's two ways to listen. Many ways maybe to listen. The one way to listen is that just the ears are listening. Now, whatever other things may also apply, but in principle, this is one way of listening, that the ear is listening. But the heart is somewhere else. The mind is occupied in something else, but the ear is listening. So now if somebody has to ask what you just heard, you'll be able to repeat it, because the ears are listening. And some part of the mind is therefore also there, but the bulk of the attention is on something else. People sometimes are actually busy on their phone, they're busy on something else, and they're listening too, but they're busy on something else. They're busy on the phone at that time. Number one, that is, it will be disrespect. It happens in the masjid sometimes. Jummah salah, Jummah bayan, the khutbah is taking place, and Allah forbid. That is now terrible, and it's a sin major. But even while the talk is taking place, you'll find somebody sometimes sitting in some corner, he's busy on his phone. Now, the one is the disrespect to the discussion of deen. That what is being spoken about is not somebody's own family stories. It is deen. It's not about dunya, it's about deen. So the respect for the talk of deen requires that a person should pay attention. That's the least amount of respect. Pay attention. And then together with paying attention, which is the starting point of respect, to sit with respect, to listen with respect, to be looking forward to listening with that zeal, with that enthusiasm, then the benefit will be very different. So now what the point we were talking about is that if the person has this niyat and it's not just a routine, then number one, the manner in which you listen will be different. And number two, you'll start picking out things that you feel apply to you. Many times, many times, people hear a talk and they learn certain things out of it, certain things which correct aspects in their life. It alerts them to weaknesses within their lives, in their hearts, in their life. And then, mashallah, they take that lesson from it and they take steps to correct themselves. But many a times, the speaker also didn't have that in his mind, meaning that he was trying to address that kind of problem or that kind of wrong or whatever else. He was talking about something, and in passing he mentioned maybe one incident, but from that incident he didn't even focus in that direction that this is the point that I need to highlight here. He was talking about it based on some other point that he was drawing. But the listener took out a lesson from that incident which the speaker also didn't even focus on. And that became the biggest message for the person in that whole talk. The biggest message the person sometimes took is from that incident or whatever other matter was discussed, which the speaker also wasn't even intending to bring out that point. Now, where did that come from? That came from the talab of the listener. That talab. That seeking, wanting to learn. So now, if there's a routine, that routine just goes, carries on. It's just now a routine. And therefore, that talab then is lost. Because it's just a routine, I need to do it. No, I need it. I need the very lessons. This is my need. Like if the food doesn't come on time, then I start becoming restless a bit. But where's the food? It's now half an hour after normal supper time. We start feeling that hunger. We start asking for it. And some, unfortunately, start getting irritated. And then they start doing things, saying things, which is not in order. Things happen. Sometimes things get delayed. Sometimes, and that's not a license to now deliberately delay things. That now without any reason, it just becomes a routine and a habit. That's another routine now, that everything is delayed. Everything starts off late. Everything starts off, or is planned to start off at the 11th hour. It's planned to start off at the 11th hour. And 1 minute to the 11th hour, something else comes up, which delays it further. So to start off with, now it was planned to start off at the 11th hour, and the 11th hour is already late. And then it'll always happen, or most of the time happen, that 1 minute to the 11th hour, now this is a way of expression, not necessarily 11 o'clock. So 1 minute to the 11th hour, something will come up. There'll be something that will come and delay it. Some other call will come, somebody will knock on the door, something will just spill at that time, some other delay will happen, and now the whole thing gets delayed, and now it obviously puts things off the whole system. Now somebody had to eat in a certain time, because day-to-day life now, there's a certain program now, more or less, roughly. So now they have to finish off eating by a certain time, and then move on to the masjid, for example, for salah. Now we started off the whole process late. So now one of two things will happen. Now you have to squeeze everything in the time. And now when people are under pressure and doing things in a rush, there is uncomfortable feeling. And that uncomfortable feeling then leads to some irritation. And when irritation builds up over time, because it's happening today, then it's happening tomorrow, it's happening the next day, irritation, that irritation gradually becomes frustration. And then that frustration sometimes leads to explosion. So now many times, then when that explosion happens, it's not acceptable, there shouldn't be explosions, it's not right. But at the same time, there's a background to those explosions also. So that explosion is not condoned in any way, it's not justifiable. People need to understand how to correctly address issues. But the other side also, we need to change the way that we go about things. Don't leave things for 11th hour. Always plan for 10th hour. That's also now just a way of saying it. In other words, plan to always be early. Don't plan to be on time. If you plan to be on time, you are generally going to get late. If you plan to be on time, you are generally going to be late by a few minutes, by some amount of time, and sometimes a lot of delay, quite late, because you planned to be on time. Now, you're cutting it fine. And now things don't always happen as per your expectation or plan, how you planned it to happen. Something else happens in between, something goes on. But now, that is what you have to accommodate. There was a very senior alim here in Durban. Some of you may have perhaps heard of him, maybe not, because he passed away a while ago, but he was a very senior alim living in Durban, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. He was the president of the Jamiat KZN in his time, and mashallah, very, very senior personality. So many of the older people will all remember him very well. So one alim had to pick him up for Juma because he had to go and give a talk somewhere. And he wasn't a person who used to drive. So somebody told him, I will fetch you. There was an arrangement. So the alim went to fetch him. But he went at a time when now, he may have got delayed in some traffic or whatever too. And he came at a certain time when it was just sufficient time to reach the place, the masjid. So he says that Murji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he reprimanded him that why you came at this time? You should have come much earlier. Because now we're going to leave from here, so it needs 15 minutes to reach that masjid, for example. And we have 15 minutes. Very good. So we got 15 minutes. But so many things can sometimes come up on the road, which can cause a 2-minute delay, 3-minute delay, sometimes 5-minute delay. So now we're going to be under pressure, and then we're going to be late, and it now delays others, and it creates so many issues. So start off early. So if you need 15 minutes to reach there, you should leave 25 minutes before. So now you have that 10 minutes of a buffer time, you'll probably reach there 5 minutes earlier. No problem, very good. It's good, you reached early, 5 minutes. You are also comfortable, relaxed, and then whatever needed to be done can happen without any pressure and happens easily. So now this came in as a digression actually, but it's a very important lesson that don't plan to be on time. You should write this down. Don't plan to be on time. Now if you just stop there, it can give a very wrong impression. But that's only half the story. It's not the end of the story. Don't plan to be on time. Rather, always plan to be early. When you plan to be early, sometimes you're still going to get delayed here and there. After that delay, you'll end up being on time because you had planned to be early. So you plan to be 5 minutes early. Because of the delay of 5 minutes, you finished off on time. But it's on time, so it's safe. No problem. But you plan to be on time and you got delayed by 5 minutes. So are you late? So don't plan to be on time. Plan to be early. Now depending on what the issue is, accordingly, some things you plan to be 5 minutes early, something you plan to be 10 minutes early, and something maybe even 15 minutes early because you need that space. So that's a very important lesson. So now, again, coming back to the topic that we were speaking about, that this talab, the seeking, the search. Now, when you're listening to a talk also, with this talab, I need this. This is my need. It's not just a routine. I need this for my spiritual nourishment. I need this to irrigate my heart. You see, the land, when it is irrigated, you might have seen sometimes major irrigation systems, otherwise it's just the rainwater, which is the most important part of the irrigation, no matter how much it is irrigated by other sources of water, but there's nothing compared to the rainwater. Allah Ta'ala has described it, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. We have descended from the skies pure water. Ask any farmer, ask anybody in agriculture, they'll tell you nothing compared to rainwater. So in any case, just as that land needs that rainwater, and then it needs whatever irrigation, the heart needs irrigation as well. It needs this rain. And what is the rain? That if this rain doesn't come on the land, after a while the land starts drying up. And when the land dries up, then the vegetation, the crops, everything dry up. The tree dries up, no more fruit, no more vegetables, no more crops, no more whatever grains and so on. That, why? Because the land has become dry, so it's not producing anymore. So likewise, when the heart becomes dry, because it didn't get rain, then the heart doesn't produce. It doesn't produce the good things. When the heart is dry, then there's no production of amal. Very hard to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Very hard to make zikr. Very hard to now help somebody, make some khidmat. Very hard to do amal in general, ibadat. The same person will sit 1 hour on the phone and mean nothing. 2 hours on the phone, no istighfar the whole day. No durud sharif, the 1-2 times here and there. That too, if that 1-2 times happens. But 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours screen time, but no durud sharif time, no zikr time, tilawat no time. What a tragedy, what a tragedy. Unfortunately, we don't realize the tragedy now. The tragedy will unfold when it's too late to make amends. Allah save us from that. Allah give us the correct understanding and help us to avoid this time wastage. And make us use our time productively. So any case, coming back to this, that when the land becomes dry, then there's no production. So likewise, no production in our amal from the heart. The heart is dried. So therefore the heart needs that rain. So what's the rain of the heart? Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So now initially you're going to push yourself and make sure that tilawat takes place. Tasbihat, zikr. And one of the very important rains is tazkir, nasihat, advice, dini advice, encouragement in deen. This is a very important rain that comes on the hearts. But now, supposing it's raining, and the person wants to, now just for example now, person needs to wash himself. But now the only thing available now is rainwater coming. So now the person can stand in the rain and it will wash one. But I stand in the rain with an umbrella. The rain is coming, standing with a big umbrella. So how much of that water is going to reach one? Nothing. It'll come, hit the umbrella and fall off. It'll stay as dry as ever. So I need to come out of that. So now, then that water will come onto the person and it'll wash him. So likewise, we remove all these obstacles. For example, we just mentioned listening in a haphazard manner. Listening without attention. Somebody is listening and busy on the phone at the same time. Somebody is listening, but they listening and they're talking. So what you going to hear? What you going to benefit? Listening and carrying on to something else. That listening is not really listening. Now the person pays attention. That's part of the respect. Very important part of the respect. To the talk of deen. It's a talk of deen. Deen. That's the thing to respect. Allah's deen. So, now there'll be a different benefit. So what the way we started off from was that it mustn't just become a routine. Just ticking the box. Well, I need to do this. I did it. Done. No, it is my need. Like I need to eat. I need to do so many things. I need this. Then we'll get the spiritual nourishment. And it'll take us from strength to strength. So, what we had started off on, we must build this passion. Build this enthusiasm. And how will that happen? Before every time that something is going to take place again. It happened yesterday. It happened the day before. It's going to happen again tomorrow. But refresh the intention. Bring to mind the importance of it. That it's not a small thing. It's a very great thing. It's not an ordinary aspect. It's a very great aspect. Learning deen. Taking advice of deen. Reading some kitab. Authentic book. All this is very important. Not a minor thing. So now to build that subhanallah, this is going to help me to connect to Allah Ta'ala. This is going to bring rain on my heart. So I need to listen with respect. I need to listen in a correct manner. I need to listen with full attention. And I need to listen with the niyat of amal. And also with the niyat of passing it on to others. Now that will change the whole thing. And the benefit will be very different. So likewise, all the other amal of the day also, bring it to mind. I'm not just waking up for Fajr now because I have to wake up. No, I have to talk to Allah Ta'ala. And I have to put my head down on the ground in front of Allah Ta'ala as shukr to Him for this opportunity of another day in life. And now I need to use this day in a way that Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with me. So now to bring all this to mind, so that the entire system comes towards getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, not just as a routine. So these are things that we have to focus on, we have to concentrate, to try and bring this alive. And inshallah, in this way, we'll see a tremendous benefit. We'll feel the impact of this in our hearts, that istighfar that we made, but we now refreshed the intention, tried to put that passion into it, feeling that zeal in it, that astaghfirullah, how I disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, Allah must forgive me, Ya Allah, you forgive me, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and that this istighfar is washing the heart. So now when that is the zeal with which it is done, it will be worlds apart from just counting the number. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala is very great. It's never without benefit. But if a person just puts that zeal and passion in it, the benefit will be multiplied hundreds of times. So now that is what we have to work on, building up the zeal, building up the passion, working hard. Inshallah, we'll see a tremendous benefit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept one and all. Allah ta'ala grant us that passion for deen, that zeal to fulfill the amal of deen, that enthusiasm to listen to the talks of deen for our Islah and reformation, with the niyat that I need to correct myself, I need to make amal. Inshallah, we'll see a tremendous difference. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah grant us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka alshukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallama bima huwa ahlu. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم واعف وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم ربنا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.